Why do we bench at all? What's the point of that obligation, of that mitzvah? And secondly, if we do have to bless the food, how come the Torah mandates that it be done specifically after we finish eating? V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. Only after we've eaten and become satiated, then we make a bracha. Now, not to be confused, we are all familiar with making brachas before we eat. Shahakol, hamotzi, ha'etz, etc. But those are actually just a rabbinic obligation, instituted much later by the Chachamim. The Torah's obligation to bless our food is only after we have eaten. V'chalta v'savata v'rachta. Why is that? So two questions. Why bench at all? And why is the blessing, the benching on food, specifically after we have eaten? It's to answer these two questions that the Meshech Chachma, in his commentary to our Parsha, gives a remarkable interpretation and insight into the entire purpose of making brachos and benching specifically. It's really a long and detailed and incredible piece, and those of you who have the ability, I highly recommend looking at the full thing inside. But to give the highlights, let's start as follows. The starting point for the Meshech Chachma is a Gemara in Masechta Brachos, which discusses benching and compares it to the other bracha, which may very well be from the Torah, the Birchas HaTorah we make every morning, the brachos on Torah or Torah study. And the Gemara actually tries to derive from benching to Birchas HaTorah that just like we bench after we eat, maybe we should make brachos on Torah after we learn. We make brachos on Torah first thing in the morning before we've learned anything. But maybe, says the Gemara, we should also derive that we should make brachos on Torah after we learn. And the Gemara in the end rejects that. But the question is, what's the deeper point? What are we trying to include and what do we end up not including? Furthermore, the Gemara tries to do the opposite, to derive from Birchas HaTorah to blessings on food. Just like we make Birchas HaTorah before we learn, maybe the Torah obligation of Yechalta V'Savata V'Erachta, maybe that should also be expanded to a Torah obligation to bless Hashem before we eat. Not just the rabbinic institution of Shahakol and Mizonot, etc., but a Torah obligation from our Parsha should also be extended to before we eat. And again, the Gemara rejects that. So what exactly is going on? And this especially brings into sharp focus the question of timing, right? It's not just that we bench, but clearly a essential aspect of benching is that it comes specifically after we eat, because that's actually the topic of that Gemara and Brachos. And the Havamina, the Gemara's first thought was that maybe we could expand it and extend it to before we eat. In the end, the Gemara concludes, no, benching is uniquely situated after we eat. So why is all this? What is going on? What is the deeper point? So the Meshech Chachma explains as follows. It says, if you view benching merely as a thank you for the food, true confession, that's what my whole life I thought benching was. But says the Meshech Chachma, that's a mistake. But if you had thought that benching was just a thank you for the food, then the Gemara's derivation or attempt to try to expand to include a blessing before we eat might make sense. If I thank Hashem for physical sustenance after I've eaten, so maybe I should also be thanking Hashem for my spiritual nourishment after I learn Torah. If it's a thank you thing, we could go from one to the other. However, you see from the fact that the Gemara rejects this attempt to derivation, says Meshech Chachma, you see from this that in fact, while of course there's some element of being thankful in the benching, that's not the primary or main focus. Fundamentally, benching is about something else. Now, what is that something else? So he explains. Once you have been satiated, once you are full, you've had a good meal, it's natural, and in fact, we're somewhat prone to rebelling against God. Rebelling in the sense of forgetting Hashem, and forgetting what role He played in my ability to eat that delicious food and fill my belly. Once I am full, once my belly is full, it's easy to think, who needs God? Or perhaps more subtly for many of us, just to forget that we need God. Forget the role Hashem played in bringing that food to our table. Therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, benching comes as a corrective, preventative measure in order to avoid us falling into that spiritual trap The Torah requires us to bench, to acknowledge, yes, to say thank you, but more importantly, to acknowledge that the food that we've just enjoyed ultimately comes from Hashem. It's not primarily about Hakar HaTov, or thanking Hashem for the food, but rather that by so doing, by thanking Hashem, even more importantly, is that we are reminding, we're reinforcing to ourselves that all of the food comes from Hashem, and that will keep us on the spiritual straight and narrow, so to speak. And that's why, on a Torah level, the obligation to bless food comes specifically, it applies specifically, dafka, after you've eaten, and not before, because that, after you're full, that's when you're in danger of forgetting Hashem. And now, says Meshech Chachamim, we can understand the flip side. When it comes to Torah, the brachos are specifically before we learn, because there, the danger is very different. The spiritual danger is that before you learn, you'll have the improper motivation. Maybe you'll be learning for honor, for kavod, or some other ulterior motive. And Chazal teach us that if you learn shelo l'shem shamayim, that can distort the Torah and be, in fact, a very dangerous and terrible thing. Therefore, you have to make the bracha before you learn Torah to focus your mind on the natural and pure and sublime reason and motivation for learning. As opposed to after you've learned, then assuming you learn for the right reason, already the Torah has the positive impact on you. And therefore, says Meshech Chachamim, we understand not only why we bench, but we understand specifically why it has to come after we eat, as opposed to the brachos on Torah, which we make specifically before we learn. We bench to remind ourselves that it all comes from Hashem, and that has to happen, and specifically happens, after we've benefited from the delicious food that Hashem has provided for us.